Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots of news to get into here today. SmackDown was last night. That means final build towards the WWE Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, which is the next show coming up on WWE's docket. That, of course, will be followed by the show in Australia, the Evolution show, and the show in Saudi Arabia. Whether or not that airs on the WWE Network, still to be determined. What did you think of SmackDown last night? What did you think of the matches? A lot of them announced in advance. What did you think of Samoa Joe's fable? That's right, Samoa Joe read a fable last night on SmackDown. Well, let's talk about the main event, Maryse and Brie Bella. Do I owe Mike Sempervivi $10? We'll find out later on today. In addition to that, a lot of other news as well. Lots of things going on. CM Punk, we didn't have a chance to talk about this yesterday, but I'll try and get into it today. Talked a lot about the two-year anniversary of his MMA debut and the Ultimate Beastmaster show he's doing and why he did not do All In. Is CM Punk done with professional wrestling as he has claimed? Will he come back? We'll give you some of the comments he made with an interview with Ariel Helwani. We also have more on the lawsuit. Michael Chiesa has filed against Conor McGregor for the bus incident several months ago. Fabricio Werdum, out of action until 2020, a USADA failure for him. Which, by the way, is interesting because still no punishment doled out for John Jones. Two wellness strikes, if you want to call them that, against John Jones. Still not suspended. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens there. They obviously would like him to fight, but he should be suspended minimum 4 years. We'll see what happens. We got Raw ratings from Monday and so much more. In the final segment of the show, we'll be joined by Carl Stern, History, After Dark Style Topics, and so much more. We'll throw out the phone numbers after the break. Today's your day for the first 40 minutes because Mike Sempervivi is gone. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Essential Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
No, Mike is not gone forever. Don't be crazy. He's taking a day off to catch up on his sleep. The dog in the shadow. A dog crossing a bridge over a stream with a piece of flesh in his mouth saw his own shadow in the water and took it for that of another dog with a piece of meat double his own in size. He therefore let go his own and fiercely attacked the other dog to get his larger piece from him. He thus lost both, that which he grasped at in the water because it was a shadow, and his own because the stream swept it away. Don't be greedy, everybody. Last night on SmackDown, Samoa Joe read a fable. Can you believe it? Got a very good comment here from somebody. A lot of people actually talking about the fable. But this person here says, Samoa Joe reading a bedtime story. Samoa Joe, literally the only WWE superstar who could pull that off. I gotta say that I was watching that last night, and if you didn't see SmackDown, you actually have to see this for a lot of reasons. So they cut to a darkened room, and there's like a Halloween backdrop, and there's spooky music playing. Remember all those storylines they used to do back in the day, and Kane would be doing a promo or something, and they'd pipe in weird music, and it was just horrible? So Joe's there, and they're piping in this weird, spooky music, and he's on a chair, and there's a spooky backdrop, and he pulls out a book, and he's going to read us a bedtime story. And I thought, for those of you that don't remember, way back in the day, this was 12 years ago, Kurt Angle was fired from WWE. They were very concerned for his health. He was having a lot of problems. He's admitted to them now. He was immediately, of course, hired by TNA. And TNA immediately booked him in a feud with Samoa Joe. And when I say booked him in a feud, what they did was they announced that Kurt Angle had come to Impact, and he was going to fight Samoa Joe in a pay-per-view main event. They didn't do a single angle. All they did was announce they're going to have a match at the pay-per-view. And Joe trained, and Kurt Angle trained, and they literally smashed their pay-per-view record with that match. They did like 60,000 buys. They'd never come close to 60,000 buys. And they didn't even shoot any angles. All they had to do was say, Joe and Angle are going to fight in a cage, and they just did a great number. They did it a second time, same deal, 60,000. They never came close to that again. Point of this is, sometimes you don't even need to shoot an angle. You just have to announce a match that people really want to see. Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, they've had a great program. Samoa Joe's first interview just knocked it out of the park. AJ Styles, his first interview, not quite as good, but it was still a damn good interview. But then they had to throw in a bunch of booking. And it got to the point where it's sort of like, this is too much. They're going to kill this feud. And when Samoa Joe showed up on SmackDown, sitting in a chair, against a spooky backdrop with spooky music, and he was going to read a bedtime story to AJ Styles and his children. I thought, this has completely jumped the shark. Are you kidding me? But let me tell you something. As that texter said, there's one guy in WWE right now. Rock probably could have done this back in the day. I'm sure that Ric Flair probably could have pulled it off. But like the list of guys that could have pulled this off is non-existent practically. Samoa Joe pulled it off. He made it great. So the other day I was very happy with the segment. But man, oh man, when it first started, I thought there's no hope for this one. But he did it. So congratulations to Samoa Joe. Also on the show, yesterday we talked about the Maryse Brie Bella match. And I bet Mike, I think it was $10, that they would go 5 minutes before there was any Gaga. And I think I'm going to give him the money anyway, whether I was right or wrong. I'd have to go back and actually time everything out. But, I mean, they sort of did do a match. They didn't totally do a match. There was smoke and mirrors in there. And at the end of the day, I'll give Mike the $10. It was more an angle than it was a match. But they were out there for a while, and they did do something resembling a match. And the most notable thing about it was Brie puts Maryse in the yes lock near the ropes. And Miz is supposed to break it up. And he grabs her by the leg and he yanks her. And I think he was just supposed to pull her kind of to the apron, and then she'd sort of come off the apron and they'd do whatever they were going to do there. But he gives her a yank by the leg, and Brie Bella is a small person. And it reminded me of when Randy Orton used to take the Singh brothers, and he would give them the back suplex onto the announce table. And Randy Orton is used to lifting up like really, really heavy guys, some of whom don't go up all that well. Singh brothers, not only are they light, but they go up for the guy. So he went to give one of them a backdrop onto the table, and this guy went into orbit and then came down and nearly killed himself on the table. I think the same thing happened here. Miz is used to pulling heavy men out of the ring, and when he gave light Brie Bella a yank, she just went flying. And she goes flying out of the ring, and she lands flat on her back on the floor outside. And if you watch it, it looks like Miz actually breaks character and bends down to apologize to her. But then Daniel Bryan flies in, and he beats the hell out of Miz, and they do this giant schmoz, and it ends up with Bryan threatening to punch Miz in the face, but Miz flinches, and then Brie punches him in the face. Bryan clotheslines him outside. It actually was a super hot angle, and I think they'll have a fun match of the show, but I think it's mostly going to be, obviously, the men working with the men, because Maryse hasn't had a match, a singles match, in 8 years, I believe they said. And Brie Bella, both of them, I mean, they're both coming off giving birth. Brie a while ago, Maryse, I guess, what'd they say? 5 months ago or something like that, or not even that long. But anyway, whatever the point is, they're probably not going to do a lot. The guys will do all of the work. But I like the angle. That was a pretty good go-home show angle. I have no idea why Carmella's randomly a babyface. Some guy on Twitter got all cocky and found himself blocked by telling me to watch the product. Brian, she turned heel last week when she teamed up, or she turned babyface when she teamed up with R-Truth. This person deserves a muting. That's not a babyface turn. Her babyface turn was she decided that she was going to go with Truth. That's not a babyface turn. That's them randomly deciding she's a babyface now. There was nothing done to turn her babyface. So Carmella's a babyface now. Her and Truth are in the mixed match challenge. And all of that Mella is money, all of those storylines they did, they're just like out the window. She's a babyface now. Also out the window, everything they've done with Aiden English and Rusev teasing a breakup, they're just back to being buddies. So the month and a half or so of teases of a breakup, just something they did. Now they've moved on, they're a team, they're getting the shot at the New Day on pay-per-view. Let's go to the phone, see what's on your mind. You're on the air, what's up?
Hey, guys, this is Chris from Houston, Texas. How y'all doing today?
What's happening?
Last time I called, it's been a while. I think I mentioned that William Regal was my favorite GM, and I'm going to have to change that now to Drake Maverick. I loved him on 205 Live last night. I love the fact that they're not completely running away from him running AOP now, and the fact that they're actually suggesting that he might use them, I think, kind of as hard muscle is the impression I got out of it.
Sure, yeah.
It's a really interesting role for me. That's all I wanted to say. I like what they've done with him.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, he is the manager of AOP on Raw, and he is the general manager on SmackDown. So I'm glad they're not ignoring one and the other, because that would make no sense. There are fans like you that enjoy watching 205 Live. You're in the minority, but they are out there. So I like that they're basically playing up the storyline on both shows, even though it really doesn't make a ton of sense, unless you presume that AOP are now babyfaces on Raw, which for all I know, they might be. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, is not joining us here today, I might add. He'll be back tomorrow. Got a lot to get into. Two more phone calls, and I got some news and more. First off, you go to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, linked up at the top. How you can grab your copy of Death of WCW, 81,000 copies sold. If you have not read this book, you're out to lunch. Head up there and check it out. There's a Kindle version, paperback, hardcover. And in fact, if you sign up for an Audible free trial, you can read it for free. In fact, I'll read it to you for free. Audible free trial. All the information up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Also in local news, my wife was heading down to the Starbucks this morning, called me in a panic that there's a shootout in downtown Bothell. So as it turns out, there were, it looks like, three individuals that decided they were going to rob the antique store. I have no idea why, of all of the buildings in Bothell, they chose the antique store. And the police presence, suffice to say, was heavy. Looks like two individuals have been detained at the moment, and a third appears to be locked in the bathroom at the antique store, and he is armed. So if you're listening to this in Bothell, don't go downtown. But that's the story. To the phones, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Gary in Ohio.
Yes, Gary.
Just got a couple comments on SmackDown last night, a couple things that I want to talk about. One, in the Orton and Hardy thing from last night, it's almost obvious that Jeff's going to do something scurry, crazy. But just curious, what do you think he might do, or what do you think the finish of the match might be? I mean, will it be like an RKO off the top of the cage or whatever?
Well, here's the thing you got to think about. They're inside a cage with a roof on it. So
right,
you can't even come off the top unless you get out and then come off the top to the floor, which, I mean, Randy Orton's not doing anything crazy off the top to the floor. And Jeff Hardy's all banged up, so I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea.
Yeah, but with Jeff, that doesn't matter.
Well, it should matter.
Yeah, I mean, if it seems like with him, it doesn't matter.
His brother's practically retired. He hasn't done anything that his brother's
true
done.
Well, I talked about the Charlotte and Becky angle last, and I'm surprised you didn't mention it because just, I know in WWE, you got to leave your brain at the door sometimes, and then some of the stuff they do, but that Becky and Charlotte angle is just so stupid because, I mean, first, when Charlotte started going around the ring, shaking hands with the fans after the match, they never do that on TV because you're not supposed to because you're under time restrictions because it's live. And they never go around the ring. So I knew when she started doing that, something was going to happen. And sure enough, then she goes over, Becky disguised as someone attacks Charlotte. How did Becky know Charlotte was going to do that since, A, she knows that you don't do that? And how did she know she would go to that area?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you're not wrong, but I never thought of that for a moment because my bigger issue with that angle is they turned Becky heel and it didn't work and the fans were totally behind Becky. So then the next SmackDown, they were very strongly pushing Becky in a way where it's okay for you to cheer her. They want you to cheer her now. So then last night, the way that the angle was set up, it was not set up in a way where they wanted you to cheer Becky, and she got the least amount of cheers that she's got since turning. So now I'm just totally baffled. Like, we'll see what happens. I mean, I the impression I got was she was going to go babyface and Charlotte was going to go heel. But the way they booked it last night, like, now she practically is a heel. And Charlotte, I mean, they're totally pushing her as a babyface. So unless the idea is to keep this babyface heel dynamic going so that when they do the double turn, it'll be even more I don't even know what they're doing. Maybe they're going to turn her babyface, but now it's too late and they've messed it up and now people don't care about her as much. We'll find out, but the reaction she got last night was not a big-time super babyface reaction. And what she did, I don't know. Charlotte's there hugging a little girl, and then she attacks Charlotte. It was just bizarre. It's totally bizarre what they did last night. All right, one more call here to the Sports Byline. Dan in Chicago, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, I got a. My first question is: do you think the Bella Twins are going to stay around after Evolution?
I presume so. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Oh, and my second question is: do you think you can book Dave Meltzer versus Kyle from Winnipeg?
Get out of here! Hang up on that guy. You numbskull. That was Kyle? I should have known by the voice. Kyle, you're banned. That's it. An idiot. Not even like a funny stupid call. It's just a stupid, stupid call. All right, let's get on to the news right here. There's a lot to get into here. So, tonight, NXT, Nikki Cross, Bianca Belair, Shayna Baszler, Violet Payne, Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch versus Adrian Cesar Bononi's his partner. Adrian Jaude. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Lars Sullivan, Raul Mendoza, and Tommaso Ciampa will be there. Mae Young Classic tonight. Ariel Monroe and Zeuxis. Priscilla Kelly and Diana Perazzo. And Reina Gonzalez versus Casey Catanzaro. She's the American Ninja Warrior girl who's like 2 feet tall and apparently absolutely incredible. And I've had people raving about her. So that's coming up here tonight. And then Ashley Rain, the former Madison Rain, versus Mercedes Martinez. So those are the matches for the Mae Young Classic tonight. Raw on Monday. 2.74 million viewers, down only 5% from last week, going up against the first week of the NFL season. Held up good in the first and second hour, 2.82 and 2.80. Third hour, 2.60 million viewers, which, I mean, if they're surprised, get a clue, because they announced a main event of the show with Ronda Rousey, and they put that at the top of the third hour. And then literally for the rest of the third hour, nobody had any idea what the main event was going to be. They didn't announce anything. There was nothing building to it. All we knew was that Braun Strowman was going to go big dog hunting. They didn't even say that big dog was coming back to the building. So not surprised there was a big third hour drop. Of course, we got all the big shows coming up. Wanted to mention CM Punk interview. This is on Ariel Helwani's MMA show on ESPN Monday. He talked about the Ultimate Beastmaster show. And that he is doing a movie shoot for a leading role. The first leading role, he said, in the movie Girl on the Third Floor. He said that when the movie is done filming, he plans on talking with his trainer, Duke Rufus, about what's next and resuming training. When asked about whether he would definitely fight again, Punk hesitated and said, "I think so," that he was not ruling it out, leaving the door open if the opportunity arises. He has not spoken with Dana White since his loss to Mike Jackson at UFC 225. He has spoken with UFC personnel about traveling to Las Vegas to use the company's Performance Institute. He said, "UFC or bust? Not necessarily." Acknowledged there are other places that he could fight. However, he said the world was his oyster. Alluded to the fact that because of his position, he has options. "It probably doesn't make a lot of sense to fight in the UFC again," he said, "but we'll see what happens." They asked him about All In. He said an offer was never made for him to be on the show. They said, "Hey, if you want to come, you should come." And he was like, "Okay." He said it was extremely vague. They never came back to him after that, adding he couldn't have done it anyway because it was a shoot day for the movie. Helwani asked him if he's been contacted by other international groups about wrestling. He said he has not. He said, quote, "There is nothing that interests me in wrestling." So it looks like no CM Punk for the foreseeable future. Talked yesterday about Michael Chiesa filing a lawsuit against Conor McGregor, who isn't training for his fight with Khabib Nurmagomedov. I guess there's a video out of him training. So he is actually training and getting ready for that fight, although he's done a very poor job promoting it, which sounds to me like he's not getting much of a cut other than his pay-per-view cut. I guess there have been rumors about co-promotional. He'd gotten some sort of co-promotional deal, but if you got co-promotional points and pay-per-view points, why are you not promoting this fight? That's my main question. Some text messages here. Spurt says, "I'm actually looking forward to the Mae Young Classic tonight." Well, I'm not looking forward to it after last week, because last week wasn't very good. I'm looking forward to round two, but I would like to see the American Ninja Warrior girl, because apparently she's awesome. This person here says, "Jeff Hardy has said the last thing he wanted to do in his career was a Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania. With how banged up he is, do you think this is them honoring a last request from Jeff, and he too will retire like his brother after the match?" I don't know if he's going to retire after the match. I wouldn't go that far. But I think it's pretty clear they're not doing a Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania, so I presume that this is his opportunity to get the match. And it is funny that Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton are doing a Hell in a Cell match for literally no reason except that Jeff Hardy wants a Hell in a Cell match. And meanwhile, Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, who went to a disqualification in their last match, they're following up that crazy out-of-the-ring disqualification with a normal match with no stipulations. Don't look for logic. will make you upset. The way that Becky attacked Charlotte this week, I think a double turn at the pay-per-view is highly unlikely. I hope I'm wrong, because WWE could have the hottest babyface they've had in a long time if they booked this Becky story right. Well, did you watch the show last night? They didn't book it right. She was not over like Steve Austin. She was not over like she was last week. So, no, they're... I don't know. I have little faith in this right now. This person says, why doesn't Brian understand that they resolved the Rusev-Aiden feud like a month ago when Aiden helped Lana and Rusev at the end of their feud with Almas and Vega, and the door is still open to revisit the breakup, like if Aiden screws up during the tag title match, which I expect to happen? He tried to help them 15 times and failed, and then the one time he didn't fail, that's the resolution of the story? That's a stupid story. I'm sorry. Back in a moment with Carl Stern, Wrestling Observer Live.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
You're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy to be joined today by Carl Stern, a man who we don't have on the show enough, but a man who is doing so much I can't even keep track. It's part of WrestlingObserver.com and WhenItWasCool.com. Carl, what's going on?
Well, a lot, Brian, and I appreciate you having me on today. I'm sorry it's not your fault. I'm not on more often than I am. It's that I'm an extraordinarily busy person.
I know. It's crazy.
I keep, keep tons of projects going at any one given time, and seems like most of them involve professional wrestling history in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Brian, as you well know, is a noted author yourself. I am, to some degree, a historian, or I like to say more of a fan of pro wrestling history, and there's a lot. History's always happening. There's always something new to learn. There's always, it's like you would think at some point in time you would learn everything there is to know about
Never.
A sport that, no, not at all. And it's, and it continues having, there's always lessons to be learned. I mean, every time I read the Observer or listen to you and Dave on the radio, there's always something applicable to wrestling history. Like, there is truth to the old saying that, you know, history repeats itself, and it does just with new people, quite frankly, and quite often.
Is it true, by the way, you went to see Fozzy in concert?
I did not go see Fozzy in concert, but our correspondent did. The person who does the Wrestling with the Dog podcast.
I see.
It was cool.com. Yes, he went and saw Fozzy in concert, and we have a complete review up on. I have always said this about Fozzy. Now, Brian, I am a fan also of hard rock and heavy metal. I love it. But something about Fozzy, I just never could quite connect with them. And Eric just kept on and kept on. Listen, just give it a chance, give it a chance. And I have to say, you know, I've always been a fan of Chris Jericho, the wrestler, make no mistake about it. I think he is one of the most, he has done the best job in recreating himself over and over and over again. Better than many people throughout wrestling history. He just, he's like a chameleon. He just keeps being more and more relevant. But Chris Jericho, the heavy metal act, was kind of out on a little bit, but I've sort of come over now where I have to kind of say I'm a fan of Fozzy now.
Well, it's evolved a lot over the years as well. I mean, it's very different now than it was when he first started Fozzy.
Oh, absolutely. And there's one thing I keep always hearing, and even before Eric went and reviewed the show for us, I'd always heard, you know, their concerts are fun. It's just a good time. And that's, hey, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Did you have a good time? Did you enjoy yourself? And it seems like everybody always enjoys the Fozzy concert. So it looks like it's a big thumbs up from whenitwascool.com for Fozzy in concert, and certainly Chris Jericho, the wrestler. I'm an admitted fan of his.
So tell everybody a little bit about what you do for the Observer site. If you're a subscriber, there's a lot of options there, but also When It Was Cool.
Well, for Observer, I like to call what I do is like a college-level class on pro wrestling history. Okay, it's not necessarily something that is for just the casual fan. I mean, this is for the real, what we call sometimes the hardcore fans of wrestling. I do a series at Wrestling Observer that is titled, the name of the show is the Dragon King Carl Old Time Classic Wrestling Show, but the series that I'm doing for now, coming up next week, will be 40 episodes.
Oh.
Is, yes, the long-form history of pro wrestling. And I have been going through literally a timeline of the history of professional wrestling throughout the world. How did wrestling even come to be a thing? How did we take a real sport that had its variations in countries all over the world? How did it come to the United States to become this worked entertainment slash pseudo sport slash vaudeville? How did that all happen? And so we go from that. And now 40 episodes in, we're just now getting to the 1970s. So literally, if you've ever heard about anybody in wrestling history, you've ever wondered, you know, who's this William Muldoon guy? Who is Frank Gotch? Lou Thesz? Whoever. This is the series for you, because we dig in a chronological order, follow the history of pro wrestling, and you can see, if you've ever wondered, you know, how did these groups split off of the NWA? The NWA is still around today. What is WWF's or WWE's relationship to that? All that's what we've been going through. I am not really a wrestling historian. I'm more a fan of wrestling history. There are great wrestling historians out there. I just parrot what they do and tell everybody, hey, did you hear you know, what Matt Farmer found or what this guy over here found or whatever. It's interesting to me that this entertainment form, it's neither fish nor fowl. You can't say pro wrestling is a sport. You can't really say it's acting. It's got its tentacles in numerous worlds, and it's a thing unto itself, and that's why I think it is so passionately loved by people all over the world, and there's so many different styles of it. If you could sit around and complain, WWE's boring, WWE style, blah, 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 well, open yourself up to things like New Japan Pro Wrestling, to Lucha Libre, to some of the independent groups, to PWG, ROH. There's a flavor probably out there that you're going to love, because they're, while it is the same thing, there are huge varieties to it. And I think that's why pro wrestling has survived, endured, and thrived for so long, longer than any other major sport has. I mean, it's really the oldest of, if you want to call it a sport, it's the oldest of the sports, dating, you know, organized in organized form in the United States back to the 1840s, 1850s.
Hey, think about this. Think about this. The only sport, if you want to call it that, that animals do is essentially wrestling, right?
That's right.
So it only makes sense that if you go back to the very, very dawn of humanity, I mean, guaranteed they were doing something resembling wrestling before they were doing anything involving a ball or a bat or anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear the two oldest forms of competition that humanity knows is probably foot racing and wrestling.
Exactly.
What we've done. And so it's as old as man, and there's something that's very primal about that people just adapt to. And with pro wrestling...
Well, think about this, Carl. Think about this. If you want to argue, what do you think was the first sport, wrestling or running? Okay. I'll go back to my animal model here. Animals do not race each other for sport. They only race when one's trying to eat the other one, okay? But they do wrestle for sport. Like, you can see them wrestling around and basically playing around. So I would argue wrestling would have been the very first, I guess you could call it the very first sport.
Brian, of all your amazing analogies and stuff, I have to admit that you may be onto something there. That's pretty spot on. So, yeah, it's natural to us. And it's something that has evolved to take on a characteristic also of something else we all love doing, and that's acting. I mean, that's putting on a character, that's living larger than what you are, you know, accentuating your positives or perhaps even your negatives for entertainment. I think that's remarkable, and there's so much to be said in history for people that have done this over and over again. If something bad happens today in pro wrestling, I guarantee you I can show you an analog to it in the past, be it even things that we think are modern problems like concussions and things like that, and bad booking, generic styles, these things that we might think are current problems. I promise you I can show you an analog to that somewhere in the past of wrestling history. And so that's the main show I've been doing at Wrestling Observer for a long time now, is that long-form history of pro wrestling. But now, Brian, I realize that sometimes you got to have recess. You know, kids don't want to sit in school all day and listen to arithmetic and whatever. You got to have a break, right? So I've started throwing in a show that's just for fun. As a matter of fact, voting's live on it right now for our next matchup. I am presenting, you've heard of the G1, I'm sure you've done quite a bit of discussing of that lately.
Yes.
Brian, I introduced to you the greatest kayfabe tournament.
Oh, yes.
It is an ongoing 64-man single elimination tournament. We don't care about star ratings. We don't care about works or shoots. This is the thing we got into pro wrestling for. What would happen if this character wrestled this character? Who would win? And it has been an enormous success. It is by far one of the shows I get the most feedback on. And it's fun. It's just fun.
Well, let me ask you about it. Because I got a question here, okay? So I'm going to retweet this, right? In fact, I just did retweet this. The newest bout that you, the listener, can vote on is Mil Máscaras versus Roddy Piper. Now, I ask this because I need some details on how I should cast my vote, because Mil Máscaras refused to ever do a job. He never lost. Very, very, very rarely. Now, Roddy Piper didn't lose a lot either, but I think if you go back, he probably had more losses than Mil Máscaras. So there's part of me that thinks, well, you got to vote for Mil Máscaras because he actually never actually lost in professional wrestling, or very, very rarely. But Roddy Piper, of course, was, you know, he was a wrestler. He was a Golden Gloves boxer. Like in the fake world of wrestling, like he was much more of a fighter than this Mil Máscaras guy. How do I vote here?
Exactly, and that's what I love about this, because this is a stylistic clash if ever there was one. Now, I think it's important. Each of these people are plucked out of an era in time. I went and pulled Mil Máscaras out of 1973. And just for context, okay, he is the top star in Mexico at this time. He's a year from winning that IWA World Championship that I think he still probably holds. He's a top star all over the world, but he's a veteran already. He's a seasoned wrestler. I plucked Roddy Piper out of 1984. The year before, he had had the famous dog collar match against Greg Valentine. A year later would be WrestleMania. So this is fighting Roddy Piper if ever there was one. And you're exactly right. Neither of these guys do much laying down. They haven't seen lots many times in their career. And stylistically, this is a clash. I mean, Roddy Piper is a brawler, a fighter, fisticuffs, as they would say back in the day. Mil Máscaras is Mil Máscaras. I mean, he's Lucha Libre, but with his own spin to it. Who does win? And that's what I think is so fascinating about this, because we don't care. Look, this match, if this was happening now, this has the possibility to be a minus five-star match. This match could be awful. But we don't care about that. That's not what we, as fans, got into it caring about.
It'd be tough to do it now.
That's fun. That's fun for us who like to deep dive. You know, that's like reading movie reviews and stuff like that. That's all fun to do, and it's all interesting. But as a fan, we don't know a one-star match from a five-star match. We know these two guys are going to be fighting, and who are you pulling for? I like the guy in the colorful mask, but I don't know. Bill Apter writes a lot about him.
So basically,
Roddy Piper's tough.
Now here's another question. So I think the voting's already done for Vader versus Lesnar. I mean, this was 1993 Vader versus 2014 Lesnar. Now, the 2014 Lesnar, even though it's supposed to be like a kayfabe tournament, I mean, in the story of professional wrestling, Brock Lesnar is a UFC heavyweight champion. So, I mean, there's no way that he should have lost in this storyline. Who won that match?
Brock Lesnar did win that match.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's all.
Well, hey, stand by. We'll talk more about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Carl Stern joining us here today, the man behind all sorts of things. If you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, all of this oral history of wrestling, everything we've been talking about today, it's for free as part of your subscription. I realize that sounds weird, but if you're signed up, it's free. It's part of your subscription, so check it out. Carl, let's get some plugs out for your Observer stuff and whenitwascool.com.
Of course, you can follow me at WrestlingObserver.com. I do have the Dragon King Carl Dragon King Carl Classic Wrestling Audio Show. Also, Dragon King Dark. That's a very popular show, and it's off the beaten path. That's available at Wrestling Observer and Figure Four Online as well. Of course, I hope you'll check out my website, whenitwascool.com. And if you want to catch up on that history of wrestling Brian was just talking about, you can do so there. Check it out, whenitwascool.com. We do retro pop culture. It's not just wrestling. It's classic rock, TV, movies, and much more. And all your social media contacts are on the front page there at whenitwascool.com. Lots more wrestling history to come, I promise.
Hey, have you reviewed the Million Dollar Man or whatever? What was that show with Bigfoot on it?
Bigfoot? What?
Yeah.
Of course we do Bigfoot.
No, I mean, there was a famous show in the 70s that...
Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
That was one, too. Steve Austin. What was the show with Steve Austin?
Oh, $6 Million Man.
Yeah, $6 Million Man with Bigfoot. Yeah, you got to do that one.
Oh, we do. We got the review of the action figure. I have the action figure.
Oh,
it's
my God.
There. When It Was Cool. Yes. Of course,
right.
I've got it.
WhenItWasCool.com, everybody. WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to get Carl on more. He's a great guest. Carl, thanks so much. We're out of time, everybody. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.